Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise.
Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my light, Jesus.
Hi there. Here we are for Jesus Centered Life Session 5. This session explores the magnetic pull of Jesus and how that relates to us. It will also be useful if you have your notes from the very first session to hand. These were the ones where you wrote down stuff you know about Jesus.
Jesus Centered Life, number 5. The Real Thing. N.T. Wright is the most prolific biblical scholar of our time. Many consider the retired Anglican bishop the heir apparent to the great C.S. Lewis. And Wright says this about the magnetic pull Jesus has on those who will pull off the highway of their life long enough to study him. The longer you look at Jesus, the more you will want to serve him. That is, of course, if it's the real Jesus you're looking at. It's the real Jesus whose gravitational pull is so strong that we can't escape his orbit once we get close to him. But the real Jesus implies that there's also a fake Jesus out there. Philosophy professor and C.S. Lewis scholar Dr. Peter Kreeft once told a class of Boston University students, "Christ changed every human being he ever met. If anyone claims to have met him without being changed, he has not met him at all. When you touch him, you touch lightning." I think Jesus is the only man in history who never bored anyone. The Greek word used to describe everyone's reaction to him in the Gospels is thauma, wonder. This was true of his enemies who killed him, of his disciples who worshipped him, and even of agnostics who went away shaking their heads and muttering, "No man ever spoke like this man." And knowing that if he didn't stop being what he was and saying what he did, that eventually they would have to side with either his killers or his worshippers. Our life isn't really about learning all the right answers. It's about encountering the real Jesus who will change our lives. Think back to the very first devotion. There you jotted down some of the stuff you know about Jesus. Now it's time to add to the list. Write down one or two things about Jesus that truly cause you to respond with awe, with wonder. You know, mind-blowing stuff about Jesus. If it's true that everybody who ever met Jesus has been changed, it should be pretty easy to think about how he has impacted your life. Consider these two questions. What's one way Jesus has truly changed my life? How has this impacted the way I live my life, day to day?
The longer you look at Jesus, the more you will want to serve him. That is, if it's the real Jesus you're looking at. Something to continue thinking about. Continue to keep your notes safe and catch you again soon.
Be the fire in my
If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.